Projektet för framställning av svensk-kinesiska barngenier leds av en psykiater, doktor Ingemar Flodström, kallad Flodis, överläkare i Skellefteå. Produktionen av barngenier försiggår, väl dolt för insyn, på länets sinneslöanstalt, vars inspektör Flodström är.
Dr. Schweitzer.
Yeah.
Doctor, I don't want to bother you. Are you busy doing something?
No.
I'm Doris Finch, and my husband is Ed Finch. I don't know if you met him earlier. He was going to go through the hospital.
I don't remember.
We were here in Africa, and we just had to stop and tell you how wonderful we thought it was. What you're doing.
Thank you. Just wonderful. Thank you so much.
I was just so curious, now that I do have a chance to talk to you, exactly what is this reverence for life?
Well, madam, reverence for life is my feeling that God put everything on the earth for a reason.
Yes,
and
well.
We must respect life, whether it's a blade of grass, whether it's a fly, whether it's an ant.
I agree. Well, of course, I must admit that I use insect sprays and all like that, but then it's different when you live in the city. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I have not lived in the city for very many years.
Then
now.
I think you have to kill them, or else they get in the food. They do cause diseases, you know. I'm better a dead fly than a chop. I'm so sorry. Could you look at my throat while I'm here? I think I'm getting a cold.
Yeah, I would be glad to.
Oh, I tell you, it's going to be the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me to say that Dr. Schweitzer examined my throat. I'll just open my mouth.
Yeah, let me look. Yes. Say ah.
Ah.
You have the sinkers, all right?
Oh.
You have a reddening of the throat?
Oh, can you just tell that? Are you a real doctor? I just wondered that. I mean, are you, an MD?
Yeah. Jag frågade Dr. Flodström.
Jo, den första kullen som nu i 4 år har ju avancerat fint. De tog studenten i somras. Men tydligen ingick det i första receptet lite för mycket sperma från musikgenierna Bo Nilsson och...
This war is of no concern to me.
Men vi hoppas på nästa kull, på 3-åringarna. De ska just börja med gymnasiekurserna. Men om några månader börjar vi förbereda dem för ljusbågen.